Okay, so I feel like just right off the bat, I'm very excited. I think we all know who you are. I did stalk you before this in
I
depth.
get it.
I was scrolling for a hot minute on your social media. You have obviously made a name for yourself as kind of like that Disney influencer, your social media manager. Super, super cool. I want to hear all about that.
Yeah.
I know we were talking about this a little bit before we started rolling, but like three programs, girl, what befell
Serious?
you to do three programs?
And for those who are listening or watching for the first time, if you're new here, the Disney College Program is a once-in-a-lifetime experience right here at Walt Disney World Resort. So much so that Bronwyn actually did this 3 times.
You know, I just loved it so much. I kept coming back. Finishing school is always important, so I'd like go back to school, and then I was like, what if I come back for a little bit and do another program and then go back to school? But I did finally graduate. I got my degrees, which was very important to me, but yeah, I did three programs.
Degrees in what?
I was a double major in dance and commercial photography. I
Dance?
know, you
What
whipped
kind
out
of
your little ballet
dance?
show and I
No,
was
well, now I feel self-conscious. I didn't know I was with a professional.
I'm not. I mean, I was a dance studies major, so like a little bit of everything. Had Disney not worked out, my like other plan was go to New York and be a dancer. So, but then I did a Disney College program instead.
Then you changed your mind.
I did.
What did you always want to do Disney then? Or were you like, oh, it could go either way? Like, I could move to New York and be a dancer. I could do Disney. I don't know.
I don't know. As a kid, if you asked me between the ages of about 4 to 12 what I wanted to be when I grew up, it was a Disney Imagineer. And then I got a little bit older and I realized, oh, Imagineers are engineers. I don't know that that's for me. So that dream had kind of, you know, I grew out of it. And then both of my sisters did college programs. And that was kind of my introduction into it. Because I never really thought of like, oh, I'm going to move to Disney World and work here. Like, I didn't think that was a thing. Obviously, I knew people worked here. But after they did the program, I was like, wait, this is really cool. This is really fun. I want to have that experience. So I applied. They both did it the sophomore year, like fall semester. So I was like, perfect. That sounds like a good time. I applied. The first day applications came out, had my phone interview that week. The last day to hear back, like 3 months later, I found out I didn't get in. And I think because like they had such a good experience and applied and did it, whatever, it didn't even cross my mind that, oh, there's a chance that I wouldn't get accepted for
Right.
this.
Like, why
And that
wouldn't they
was
want me?
exactly. And that was kind of a like, okay, what am I doing? I actually ended up transferring schools after that, which was, so I kind of had a hard reset.
Okay.
And then about 2 years later, applied again and was accepted, and it all worked out. But it was my sisters. I owe it all to them. I feel like doing the college program was really like a turning point in my life of suddenly everything makes sense. I feel like I, as a dancer, as a lover of Disney, I was not always the most popular kid in middle school and high school. Like, you know how kids can be. And I feel like, especially doing the college program, and I was suddenly surrounded by people who love Disney, and nobody cares that you're listening to Disney music in your car or whatever, wanting to go to the parks. And I finally felt like I had found my place. And I feel like that's also what kept me around so long. Like, I would go back to school and I had a wonderful group of friends who also loved Disney. Like, it wasn't like I had to hide that part of myself. But I think just there's something about it's the magic in the air, you know, that like I'm with like-minded people and people who really get it and love what you love. Like, I think that that's important and valuable. And I don't know, kind of solidifies in yourself that like, this is where I'm meant to be, you know? This is where I'm meant to be.
Oh,
Let me not sing on
karaoke.
here.
Like carpool karaoke,
Right,
you
exactly.
know? Okay, I feel like what am I meant to do with my life is such a big and intimidating question. You did your three college programs, you're out of it now, you're working. How did you start to figure out like what it is you wanted to do with your life?
I think I've always, even now, I don't feel like I have a dream job because I don't want to pigeonhole myself so much that I turn down an opportunity, or maybe I get to that dream and I realize maybe this actually isn't for me. And now what do I do? I've spent my whole life working towards this. So I really try and just kind of take opportunities as they come. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea when I was 21 and a little photo pass photographer in Magic Kingdom that one day I would be a social media producer for Disney parks. Like that, the job didn't even exist at that time. That I feel like I've just tried to take every opportunity as it's come and try to say yes to as many things as I can to see where it can lead, because you really have no idea what's right around the corner.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, when they get to that point of figuring out the next steps, fall into that comparison trap, mm-hmm. of my friends are either getting jobs or maybe they're in a different place than I am. Yeah. How did you kind of navigate all of that, especially just emotionally thinking about that?
Yeah. I was in a really weird position where I did my three programs, I stayed seasonal, and then COVID hit. So I was already in this kind of, what am I doing with my life? I'm seasonal at Disney and I'm loving it. I mean, I was working full-time hours, and then everything shut down, not just my job, because people's program ends and they're like, what am I doing now? Everything shut down, that there was nowhere to go. Nobody was hiring. Everybody was just in their house, So I think that was kind of my like reset of, what am I doing? Am I staying in Florida? Am I moving back home? I was, 24 at the time? Like, that was, I feel like, a very pivotal age of entering into the workforce and whatever. And now there is no workforce. So I had started a YouTube channel when I was in college. I was a little DCP vlogger. And so when COVID hit, it was like, okay, well, let's just continue building on that, because I had so much fun with it. I'm now just sitting in my house doing nothing. I may as well continue to do this. It was an outlet for me to be creative and connect with people. Somewhere along the way, that became my full-time job for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it was then around that point, I go through phases where I love the internet. Just kidding. I hate the internet. And figuring out, okay, I don't know that I want to do this for the rest of my life. This started as me vlogging my college program experience. I'm now how far removed from my college program? Like, this was never something that I thought I was going to do with the rest of my life. However, I have all of these skills. There has to be a way that I can continue to build off of those, but not have it just be for me and my community that I have built. So I applied for a job as a social media manager for a marketing company in Orlando. And I worked there for about a year and a half, really to just gain experience and see, like, is this something that could be a career? Because I feel like now you can literally major in social media in college. And when I was in school, that wasn't a thing. Like, it wasn't necessarily something that was thought of as a career path yet. So that was kind of my like dip into the world of professional content creation. And I loved it. And I loved being able to get to know brands and tell their stories. But then I also had this moment of, wait a minute, I moved to Florida to work at Disney. That's what I'm passionate about. That's what I love. And so I applied for Disney's social media team. I had a very long interview process. And I've been on that team now for almost 3 years. And it has been truly the biggest dream come true. And none of it would have happened had I not done the college program, had I not been laid off because of COVID, had I not had all of these experiences that really led me to where I am today.
Yeah. So I do want to talk about, obviously, you do social media as a job, but you also have like your own personal presence online. Yeah. And you mentioned, the internet can be a little, crazy. Mm-hmm. What is that like, being so public?
It's hard. I think especially as I've gotten older, I started my channel when I was maybe like 22, 23. I actually had my 8-year YouTube anniversary a couple weeks ago. And I think when I started my channel, I had no intentions of like, I'm going to be a YouTuber. I want to make this a thing. It was truly, I loved watching DCP vloggers so much that I was like, I can do that too. Like, I want to vlog my experience. I want to show people how fun this program can be, or just the realities of the program, just so people can have kind of like more information about it. And I never thought that it would lead to where I am now. And it's definitely been a crazy ride. I mean, like everybody, like you start from zero. I had no thought of one day I'm going to get to X number, mm-hmm. But it was just a steady climb. And it was part of the reason I did my third program. It was around that time that my YouTube channel was in like a very uphill growth. And I have this thought to myself of, what could this be? What could this turn into? Is that something that I can continue to pursue? I don't know. Let's try it. And I did another program and it kept climbing and it kept climbing. And I know that I did not get to where I am just because of my YouTube channel, yeah. But it is crazy for me to like look at where I started and look where I am now and see. I mean, I've documented all of it over the last 8 years, like my entire life. And so much has changed. I've graduated college. I've had a lot of jobs. I've been laid off. I've gotten married. That it's so cool that I've documented so much of that and can really see the growth in myself and kind of have this digital scrapbook to look back on of my life.
So like you said, people gravitate towards your content and they want to do the same thing often. Yeah. So what do you say to people who want to take that next step and do what you do?
I think my biggest advice to people is always just do it. Even if you think people are going to make fun of you, even if you think nobody's going to watch it, just do it because you never know. And I think that I have always tried to create content with just, what would I want to watch? Or this is literally just my day in the parks. I'm not necessarily doing something because there's a camera on me. It's truly just, this is my experience. And I think that the more authentic that you are of it, and not that I'm doing this because I want to get a following and I want to get to where, which there's nothing wrong with that. There's obviously, you know, that possibility. But I think doing it from a place of genuine, just I want to share what I love, I think is where people find the most success.
You can tell when it's real.
Yeah, like you can. Authenticity is so important.
Yeah.
I do want to go back to something you said. You know, you talked about how after your third program, a bunch of your friends were in quote unquote, like their big girl jobs, mm-hmm. their 9-to-5s. And the Disney College program is a non-traditional
yes.
route. You know, when you think about what most college kids are doing, I remember I was in college saying I wanted to do the program and my guidance counselor was like, well, most kids will do an internship. And I was like, oh, okay. how do you, and then graduating yeah. into the pandemic and there's no jobs and you're seeing your friends working, like how did you begin to think about that and, you know, sit with that and figure out like, okay, how am I going to like move forward from this? Like, what was that thought process?
Yeah, I don't even know that I had a big thought process other than just, I kind of had to sit down with myself and say like, okay, what am I interested in? What skills do I feel like I have? What do I want to do? Because even when I was in college, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. Dance and photography were the two things that I was interested in. So that's what my majors were. And never really knew exactly what I wanted to do with any of that. Mm-hmm. But I think, I mean, a college education is, you're learning so much more than just, you know, what's in your major, whatever. But I think it was after my program and as I was kind of like, okay, I want a career. Like I want to, I mean, I was unemployed. Like I want a job. What is that going to look like? Mm-hmm. And I think it was also around that time that TikTok came out and I saw people on that. Disney Parks had created a channel and I was like, whoa, that sounds fun. I love Disney. I've been doing social media for years at this point. Like, that's a job? What? And I actually applied for it. It was a social media content coordinator at the time. I applied for it, never even got an interview. And 3 years later, I applied again and I ended up getting the job. And I think that, like, I mean, I started my quote unquote professional career when I was, what, 26? And I think that that's important, that like it's never too late to try and figure out what you want to do. And maybe in 10 years, I won't want to do any social media. Like, who's to say what the next 10 years will look like? I mean, I think about when I started my first program, like, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I had no idea where it was going to take me, where it was going to lead, what I was going to do with that experience that I was gaining. But look at where it has gotten me. Yeah. And I think that also is part of why I'm like, I don't have a dream job, because there's going to be something later down the line that I'm like, I didn't even know that was a possibility, or I didn't even know that that was a skill set that I had or could learn about or whatever. That I think just being open to opportunities and not being afraid to just go for it. Put in that job application that maybe you don't think you're qualified for because you never know. Don't be afraid of being told no. Something somebody told me the first time that I applied for the program and did not get in was, if Walt stopped the first time he got a no, none of this would exist. And that was a like, oh my gosh. Like that is so true, that one no doesn't mean that you're going to have no's for the rest of your life. It just means that that job or that role or that opportunity isn't right for you in that moment.
So your no, you said 3 years later is when you reapplied, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you got to where you were. But yeah. What changed within those 3 years? Like, did you change the style of your content or your approach to it? Like, because obviously, you know, you got to that point. Yeah. But what was it that kind of propelled you forward?
So when I first applied, the only social media experience I had was my own personal channels. And I had had success in that, but my resume was slim. And so it was kind of after that I was like, okay, if Disney has this, well, other companies have got to have this too. Like there's a professional world to this. So that was when I found a social media manager position in Orlando, because I knew, I was like, okay, if I can get some professional experience, I feel like that will help me come back stronger than I was before. And it's something that maybe other people have on their resume, maybe they don't. And it was once I had that professional experience, because telling a story for a large brand and doing it for myself, even though for both I'm making content about Disney, is very, very different. Mm-hmm. And I think that having that professional experience on my resume was really what helped me get to where I am. And I think that's something I also tell people when they're on their college program, that even if you have to leave the company for a little bit, there is a way back in, and you may come back with more experience or experience that's really related to what exactly you want to do. Don't be afraid to like get outside experience and bring it back, because I really think that is how I got to where I am and how I was able to be able to tell stories for a brand this large, was having that professional experience.
How do you balance out, like, especially with such creative ideas?
Yeah.
You know, there are things that you have to create for the brand. Mm-hmm. There are things that you have to create for yourself. And there might be a little bit of cross, but how do you balance all that out?
Yeah, I do think that, well, yes, my personal stuff and my professional stuff is centered around Disney. I do approach it so differently. Mm-hmm. I think because for my personal stuff, it's me at Disney and how would I interpret this? Mm-hmm. Whereas even though I already have that Disney lens on when I'm creating for the parks, it still is, but this isn't me. This is taking my personal self completely, even if I'm in the video, it still is completely taking my personal self out of the equation. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's definitely hard, and creative burnout is real, because it's hard to constantly creatively, I feel like I'm always thinking about, because, you know, I'm scrolling on my phone like everybody else, that I'm always thinking about, how could I do this for myself? How could I do this for Disney? Whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think because I'm so aware with my role that I'm telling this story as a brand, that I don't even like think of my personal self in the equation. And I feel like that's kind of how I'm able to differentiate. And also, a lot of what we do on parks is partners coming to us with, mm-hmm. hey, we have this new restaurant that's opening. Hey, this, you know, attraction is reopening. We need to announce the date. That's not something I would ever do on my own personal stuff. Mm-hmm. That, like, I think there is a balance of, well, yes, a lot of the like inspiration content, we call it, that I make for Disney parks does kind of align with what I would do on my own personal pages. I think there is just kind of still a line of, in my brain, they're so separate.
Yeah,
and I get totally to like different. The average person that like, what do you mean? It's all just Disney content. But I think how my brain buckets it, I don't even think about it of, this is the same thing, you know? Yeah.
It could be the same topic and you're talking about it totally differently.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. And there's different ways for it to feel like rewarding at the same mm-hmm. time too. Like you're getting a certain, you're filling a cup this way, and then on the other side, it feels cool. And then
yeah. yeah. And I think too, I mean, my personal socials, like it's just me. And on with Disney parks, I have a team of people that I'm also working with, that it's not just I'm doing this alone. Everything is my idea and my original content. Like, no, I have an entire team of people that I'm working with to create this content, bounce ideas off of each other. It was their idea and I'm just executing it. That I think that it's, I think that's also part of it, is that I'm not alone in content like I am in my own personal stuff, that it, mm-hmm. it just feels different.
So switching gears a little bit, what's one of the biggest misconceptions about doing the Disney College program and what this experience brings?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've actually been told because of my content is it's not, the college program in general, it's not all perfect sunshine, rainbows, fun all of the time. Well, yes, you get to go to the parks all of the time. You can, you know, you have all of these cool experiences. At the end of the day, this is still a job and you are working for a very large theme park that millions of guests are coming to, that you are keeping that story alive and you are, you know, keeping the park running. And I think, especially because I'm not vlogging my day at work, obviously, that the content that you see is people's time off. It looks like people are just playing in the parks all of the time. That I think that's one of the things that people are kind of like shocked when they're like, get their first 12-hour day and it's like, wait a sec, I can't go to the parks today. And I think it all balances out, you know, like you will get time off. You're not working 24/7. But I think that's one of the things, is at the end of the day, this is a job and it's a really cool opportunity to have on your resume and to say that, you know, you have this experience and the magic that you get to create for guests is like insane. It really is such a cool opportunity. And I don't know, it balances out that like you have your fun time, but you also, it's a job. And people come to Disney World with expectations of what their vacation is going to be like. And you are the one that's creating that magic for them and upholding the story and legacy of this park. And I think that's something that sometimes, especially on social media, gets a bit overshadowed by all of the fun things you also get to do.
Okay, yes. So you have had so much experience. You are now several years out of the program. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give your, I think you said you were 21 when you did your first one. Okay, if you could go back in time and tell your 21-year-old self some advice that would have changed everything, what would that be?
I think my biggest advice to myself would be just to like let myself know it's all going to be okay. You don't have to have it all figured out right now, because what I thought my life was going to look like when I was 21, when I was 30, and now I am 30 is completely different, because I had no idea that this kind of opportunity or this possibility was something that I would find my way to. That I think just knowing that it's okay to not know, it's okay to be confused, it's okay to be like, I feel so lost, because you will find your way, even if it doesn't feel like it, even if it's like, no, this is never going to work itself out, it will. And I think that that's, I get asked a lot of like, I really want to work in social media. Like, what should I be doing? What can I do? Whatever. I think especially within Disney, just talk to people, meet people. You have no idea who somebody might know. I mean, I literally got an email last week from somebody that she's still with the company. We did our college program together. And she's like, hey, you're doing what I want to do. Can we meet up and chat? Like, even if it's not somebody that she had no idea when we were 21 on our program that we would both still be with the company, that I would be where I am, whatever, that building connections with people, regardless of what their role is, what they're doing, it's just networking and having people in your corner, because everybody kind of goes all around. Like, I think this company really values career growth and wants you to explore new opportunities if that's something that you're interested in, that just continue to build relationships with people, because you have no idea where you're going to be, where they're going to be, and how you can help each other out literally 10 years later.
Yeah. I think that's so dope, because social media in and of itself literally changes every day.
Yeah.
So you have to be flexible and you have to do all the things that you're talking about.
Exactly.
If there are people who are listening like Josiah or Holly and they just want to be like you when they grow up and they want your job, like what should they be doing right now? Just out of curiosity.
Stop for some reason. Yeah. Friend.
I think just start creating content. If it's for yourself, it's for a brand, you literally can just go to your favorite coffee shop. You don't have to tell them what you're doing and make a video. Just start. I think that creativity is a muscle that you really have to grow and continue to use so that you don't lose it. I think especially as you get older, like you get really, you know, focused on this and the creativity sometimes can start to fade out. But like add a little bit of whimsy back into your life. Go to a coffee shop and just make a silly TikTok for yourself. Maybe it never even sees the light of day. You don't even have to post it, but just keeping that creative muscle flexible, and you have no idea where that can lead. I also always tell people, apply to jobs even if you don't think you're qualified, because you have no idea that maybe there's one skill that's on that job description that that's actually really what they're looking for. And that's the one skill that you really have. And I think so much of social media especially is personality. And in the job I'm in now, like I'm talking to cast members every single day. I talk to executives every single day. That being able to just communicate with people is also really important. That's a skill that you can't always teach somebody. It's just how to like literally interact with people. And I think at the end of the day, you're either going to get a no, which again, if Walt had stopped when he got a no, none of us would be here. That like a no is okay. Maybe you will get an interview and maybe that's not the right role for you, but they may know something that could be and point you in the direction of like, hey, I don't know about this, but we have this other opening on our team that I think you could be great for. That just kind of, you know, take the opportunities as they come, continue to do things that you are passionate about, because that's what is most important, is you being happy in the work that you are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love how much you talk about like getting comfortable with the word no, because it's like, yeah, maybe you apply to this job or, you know, this video doesn't perform well. And yeah. Okay, so what? You're in the same position you were before you applied. Who
exactly.
Cares? Just do it again.
Exactly.
Do another one.
And I'm not saying that that's an easy thing. Like
no,
getting
never.
A no sucks. And it's can be really hard and such a like setback of like, is this not what I'm meant to be doing? Is this the universe telling me that I shouldn't do it? And obviously it's okay if you want to change your dreams and you want to change your path. Like there's nothing wrong with that, of trying to think about like, okay, what else could I be doing? Or what else do I want to do? Like you don't have to keep going and going and going after every no. But again, I think that's part of being able to accept a no and say, okay, do I want to keep going for this thing I was told no for? Or maybe this is pushing me towards, I also have this other thing I'm really passionate about. Maybe I should be exploring that more. And you never know where a no is going to lead. That let yourself have the moment of, wow, that's not fun to hear. And you have your moment to be upset, but don't let that consume what the next opportunity is.
Yeah, for sure. Bronwyn, thank you so much for being here. It's unfortunate that we've run out of time for this episode, but we got to go check out so much of your content literally right now. So appreciate you being here.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
And for anyone else listening, we have so many more episodes of this podcast that you can tune into to learn more. You can also go to DisneyCollegeProgram.com for all the information about this program. We'll see you next time.
See you soon.
This episode was brought to life by Matthew Nixon, Kayla Messenger-McCarty, Destiny Mascara, Jackie Zapata, and Amanda Vitrano. Editing was completed by Reese Meyer.
Production support provided by Brandon Colon, Reese Meyer, and Jonah Alifantis. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated. Creative support provided by Joshua Davila, Elisa Nikishin, and Felicity Andrews.
A special thanks to our hosts Holly Dudley and Josiah Williams. A special thanks to the Disney Programs recruitment team and Disney Programs communications team. And our guest, Bronwyn.